Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last week we talked about devotion to the Sacred Heart, or to the Immaculate Heart, and so as a result I think it would be good for us to consider the devotion to the Sacred Heart, which very often goes hand in hand, that is, the Immaculate, devotion to the Immaculate Heart and devotion to the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart, the reason it is called sacred is because the human heart of Christ is joined substantially to the divinity. And so as a result, latria is due to the Sacred Heart. And by latria means worship that is proper to God alone. But we don't give latria to the Sacred Heart of Christ, not because it is human, but because it is joined to the divine. St. Margaret Mary, in May of 1688, heard our Lord say the following words. She said, during Holy Communion on a certain Friday, the Lord spoke to me, his unworthy servant, the following words. I promise thee the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who communicate on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence. They shall not die in my disgrace, not having received the sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge at that last moment. Now, what this means is that those who foster devotion to the Sacred Heart of Christ, Christ will extend his mercy to them in a more profound way than those who do not. And this is one of the ways that we can foster the devotion to the Sacred Heart, that is, by making the 9 first Fridays. That is, as long as we make the 9 first Fridays consecutively, communicating on those 9 first Fridays, going to Mass and communicating, then we can enjoy this great promise. I've actually seen this promise in my own life. Someone I knew was in a major car accident and was left in a coma for 5 days. But during the course of that 5 days, he had actually, 5 priests had stopped at his deathbed to make sure that he had received the last rites. So he was not left without the sacraments. And even the bishop of the diocese called to make sure that he had received the sacraments. Now this particular person was very devoted to the Sacred Heart and very devoted to the 9 first Fridays. His mother had taken him when he was younger to the first Fridays so that he could make them when he was younger, but once he became of age, he wanted to make them on his own, and so he did so. And he was not left without the sacraments. And, in a connected story, his sister, after his death, decided that she wanted to know if he was in heaven or not, and so she did a devotion, she did a novena to St. Teresa, asking that she send her rose in confirmation that her brother was in heaven. For the first and only time in the course of her marriage, her husband, not knowing that she was making the novena, brought her 2 dozen roses. It is a sign of great mercy, this promise, and that those who have a strong devotion to Christ will enjoy God's mercy. As we say in the Litany of the Sacred Heart, Heart of Jesus, patient, rich in mercy, have mercy on us, so that we actually ask for his mercy. We are devoted to the Sacred Heart not only because of his Godhead and because of his mercy, but also because it was through his human will that he chose to die for our sins. If you recall in the Gospel, it says, Christ in receiving the chalice says, not thy will, but thine be done. Which means that even though in his human will there's the natural inclination towards preservation of his own life, nevertheless his human will submitted perfectly to the divine, knowing that that meant his own death. And for this reason, in the Litany we say, Heart of Jesus, propitiation for our sins, because he died for our sins. Also, we do it because through the meditation of his Sacred Heart, we begin to gain grace. That is, those of us who have a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart and meditate on his heart, that is, the virtues and everything that are present there, actually can grow holy. And this comes from the fact, of course, that he is, in his human heart, is the mediator of the grace that we received. And for this reason, we say in the litany, Heart of Jesus, Font of Life and Holiness, because all holiness comes through his Sacred Heart. And therefore, because any time we are infused with sanctifying grace, that is, we are holy, we also receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost and the infused virtue. For this reason, we say in the litany, Heart of Jesus, Abyss of all of the virtues. But we also have a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Christ because of our compassion for his suffering. The Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with reproaches, bruised for our iniquities, obedient unto death, and victim of our sins, should be our constant meditation, knowing that he died precisely because you sinned. So what are the ways to foster this devotion? In addition to the 9 First Fridays, we can make acts of reparation to the Sacred Heart for our sins and for the sins of others. We can meditate and pray the litany to the Sacred Heart. We can have our house consecrated to the Sacred Heart and to the Immaculate Heart. If we have the sacred image in a prominent place in our house where it can be frequently adored, our Lord said that he would bless the house where his image was honored. We can make the Stations of the Cross, which is a meditation on Christ's love for us, that is, not only his divine love, but the love in his human heart for us. We can make the intention of uniting our sufferings to his, so that our heart becomes more perfectly conformed to his and joined to his. He said, of course, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And so those who foster a devotion to the Sacred Heart, from the grace that comes from that devotion, there is a natural inclination to become more temperate. The person becomes more meek. And so as a result, the devotion to the Sacred Heart is one of the most profound devotions in overcoming anger. It is also one of the greatest devotions in overcoming intemperance and things like impurity and in gluttony. Because as our heart becomes conformed to Christ, we become humble, which therefore tempers our concupiscence in recognizing that we should not strive for things that are excessive. And so we become more temperate and more chaste. His promises are very strong for those who have this devotion. He states that he will give them all of the graces necessary for their state in life. And this is very important, particularly when we feel a certain weakness in our lives, that is, we're struggling with certain things because of our state. We should pray to him so that he will give us the grace to fulfill our state dutifully. He will give those who have a strong devotion to him peace in their families. And this is very important to fathers. Fathers should strive to have a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart in order that there will be a certain temperateness and peace within the household, which means there will be a certain tranquility of order. The house will be very orderly. Those who have a strong devotion, Christ says, he will comfort them in all their afflictions. So when we suffer or when we have things that are difficult, we should not worry. Rather, we should unite ourselves to Christ, so that if there is an affliction, we will gain a consolation from that uniting. Christ said he will be their source of refuge during this life, especially at the hour of their death. And he will bless their undertakings greatly. He also says that sinners shall find in his heart a source and boundless ocean of mercy. And I think this is particularly important today, precisely because of the fact that people are so sinful. Mercy is for the contrite. And so as a result, those who foster this devotion will have a penitent heart. That is, they will be sorry for their sins, they will try and overcome them. And so one of the greatest joys they will have is receiving the grace of final penitence in their last hour. Those who are angry and do not refuse to be sorry for their sins, those who refuse to correct their life, obviously could not have a devotion to the Sacred Heart, because they would naturally be moved towards penitence. And those who refuse to have a devotion to the Sacred Heart or look upon Christ and the suffering that he went through for love of us indifferently will probably suffer final impenitence. What this means is that God does not give everybody the grace on their deathbed to be sorry for their sins. He may give, the Church teaches, of course, that he always gives everyone sufficient grace to be saved, which means at some point in their life, God will give them the grace in order to correct their life. But it does not mean necessarily that it will come at their end. If it did to everybody, there is no point in praying for the final penitence. Rather, we should foster this devotion precisely so that we may have final penitence. He says that tepid souls shall be fervent, and fervent souls shall advance quickly to perfection. Taking the fact that he will grant to us final penitence on our deathbed, as well as he will advance us in perfection, we can say, at least in my own opinion, although I have not read this anywhere, but it seems logical, that those who foster a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart of Christ will see signs or enjoy signs of predestination to heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.